Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Very excited to have my next guest in studio with me, an extremely talented young man who fronts a photography project that is just so compelling. And it's just sharing stories of seemingly normal people, but that all have extraordinary stories to tell. I had a quick flick through the book version of his project, which is called Humans of Dublin. I'm sure many of you have seen. There's been so many different posts of individual photographs from his work that have gone kind of viral on Facebook, and you might be familiar with seeing some of those. So it's great to have with us the man behind the lens, Peter Varga, who's the event and portrait photographer and author and storyteller of the Humans of Dublin project. Morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Peter, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your experience as a photographer.
Well, I'm originally from Hungary. I came to Dublin about 10 years ago. But I loved it. It's just I started out, I was working in coffee shops and restaurants and places like this. But I always knew that I would like to do something more creative. So I decided that I'm going to start a photography course. But before the photography course started, I wanted to start working on projects. So I will not go there empty-handed. And Humans of Dublin was the first project that I started to work on. And I just fell in love with it. And after that, for about 9 months, I was working on it, and I knew that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I didn't want to give any other opportunities to for myself to make a living from anything else. So after 9 months, one of my posts went viral, and the 9 months of work, I collected about 10,000 likes, and in 24 hours, I doubled the amount of likes I had on my page.
So you must have kind of woken up the next morning going, what's happened? Yeah. What was the photo that kind of kicked all that off?
Well, that was the Jamie Harrington story. Is that this guy saved off a guy jumping off from a bridge by asking if it's everything okay with him. And from then, they had a kind of a relationship, a friendship, that a guy later named his son after him, which is a huge deal for a 17 years old.
Yes, he was a young guy, wasn't he? He chatted to this man who he noticed. And as you say, he just said, is everything okay? And that literally saved his life.
Yes. So that post went viral. It has about 2.5 million views and 55,000 likes at the time.
Wow.
Which was huge.
So that was kind of the thing that got people recognizing a lot of your work. And it just went from there. That wasn't the only post that people kind of shared many, many times.
Yeah, there was many more, that's for sure, yes.
So you have taken how many photos over the last little while as part of the Humans of Dublin project, to mention it again?
Well, the portraits, so I have about 20,000 portraits of people. But from then, I have about 900 stories that is published. So it's quite a lot. Like if I kind of created this everyday project that I'm working on it every single day. I want to post a story every single day if I can. So by this is becoming a habit as well and part of my daily routine to look for people and to talk to people.
Because that's a big part of it, isn't it? And looking at the book as well, Peter, I mean, obviously photography is storytelling and the two go hand in hand, but you're also working really as a photojournalist because you're sitting down with people, you're talking to them, you're trying to find out more about them. Which part do you prefer, the actual taking the photo or the chat or both?
For me, making the interviews is like, I don't even know how to explain. I feel I get high by talking to people, and when they trust me to share their stories, it's a very powerful energy exchange in a way that I am actually the person who are able to ask meaningful questions from people, and then people open up. And like whenever I'm able to walk on the streets and talk to people, it gives me an incredible good feeling.
Did that surprise you that people were really kind of, and when you read a lot of the stories, prepared to be very open and vulnerable with you as well?
Yeah, like that they open up so much. It's interesting. I think it's all about the energy that you give off. It's not even about the questions. You have to have a honest interest about people when you're talking to them. And like if they feel that you are truly interested in their story, they're more than happy to share it. Even though if it is going to be shared in front of 175,000 people in the night.
And how do you find the people? Do you just, Peter, stop random people on the street that you think, oh, they look interesting, I think I'll take their picture? How does it work?
About 90% of my work is walking around the streets of Dublin and looking for subjects. Well, in the beginning, I was looking for interesting characters, with a person with a blue hair or like a different dressed people. But usually the most uninteresting looking people have the most interesting stories. And I had to learn very early that you know, when you see people on the streets, you kind of create a judgment around them. You're kind of trying to put them in boxes, that where they are from, what they are doing, what is that existential status. And then when you approach them and you start talking to them, you've never got that.
So you were surprised, yeah.
Yes. So this is what I had to learn, that you should never judge people, like never judge books by them cover, in a way.
It's a true phrase, that one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what sort of reaction did you get from people when you're stopping them and saying, I want to take your photograph?
It's actually very... So in the beginning, I was explaining the whole project, what I'm working on and how many followers I have and everything. But usually this is a way of them saying no to me. So when I approach people, it's actually very regular. Like, I just ask them, I just tell them that I'm working on a photography a project, that I have to collect portraits of random people on the streets. Would you mind if I take your portrait? I never really tell about the interview. I just tell them that I'm collecting portraits. And when I have the portrait, I tell them that I have to connect a few sentences for each portrait. So do you mind if I ask you one or two questions? And also, like, obviously I have their portrait already, so they kind of trust me a little bit better from that stage on. And then I have one or two starter questions around happiest memories and greatest struggles, but I always try to base the next question on their answers. So this is how it's getting more personal in a way.
I know it's probably difficult for you to choose, because you have had so many portraits that you've done of so many different people with different stories. But is there any kind of standout that or any days that you remember saying, I'll never forget chatting to that person?
And I have so many of these now. So obviously I posted about 900 stories so far, but each and every person has a story to tell. If I don't get a story from a person, it's my fault, because I didn't ask the right questions. So the full experience with Humans of Dublin is always going to be mine. When I post out about 300 words about that person, it's great, because it's strong. But that's why I don't really have favorite stories, because each of them had a conversation about 1.5 hours. You kind of feel connected to each person. It doesn't really matter of the story.
I wonder how they feel now, seeing many of the portraits that are in the book that you've printed.
Yeah, there's so many people came to the exhibition in Dunleary as well to check out their own portraits, which
they probably never expected. Tell us a little bit about that. There's an exhibition in South County Dublin in Dunleary in the DLR Lexicon. How did this come about, Peter?
Well, I was I wanted to check out the Lexicon Library for a long time before I arrived there. I wanted to see it, because everyone was saying it's so beautiful. So I went in, and when a book got published, I bring in a signed copy, because before they could get it. So I wanted to give it to them. I wanted to have my book displayed in there. And then they went through the book and they were delighted. And they were saying that they would love to create something to feature my work in the library. So this is how it started.
Fantastic,
and today I have 60 A1 print portraits in the Dunleary Lexicon Library, which is a huge deal for me.
Like, and one of the things that you did when the exhibition started is that you were kind of a fly on the wall, right? You just watched. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so before the exhibition opening, everything was done. And I just sat down near the exhibition on a chair, and I was just basically watching people going through and laughing out loud or getting emotional. It's a great experience for me, because when I post online, you don't see the straight reaction of people when they are reading your stories. So I saw a lady that she spent about an hour. She read almost all the stories, and she laughed out loud, I could see her that she's getting emotional some of the stories. And after she made pictures of some of her, I guess, favorite stories, and she went away. And I went upstairs, I was editing from there, and about 2 hours later I went downstairs just to sit down for a little more, and the same lady was there again with her son. So she bring over her son as well, and they went through the whole thing again. So this kind of things is absolutely amazing.
It must be nice for you to see the reactions, because you don't see that when people are sharing online. I mean, you can see comments and stuff, but it's not the same as seeing
it
firsthand.
It's not the same at all, especially when people like start crying on the stories. Like, it really makes your job worth doing, in a way. Mm.
So what have you learned about Humans of Dublin then? You photograph so many.
The people are good in general. Like, everyone has their struggles and problems in their lives. What I learned is actually that I can look up to a homeless person the same way than to a successful businessman, because the circumstances in life can change in so many ways, and but the problems and issues they are facing are sometimes very, very similar in a way that they have to deal with lots of difficult things in their lives as well. So, like, equality is really important in our society, I think.
What's next for you then, Peter, after all this success? What's your next project?
I have lots of projects coming up and lots of plans, especially after this exhibition and after the book as well. There are lots of companies getting in touch with me that they would like to create series. But for me, the best thing about Humans of Dublin is that I don't even really have to think about the future of the page itself. I just have to do the work every single day, and all these opportunities are coming in my way. So compared to that, like 3 years ago, I was making coffees. In 3 years later, I have an exhibition, I have a book, and I was working together with the biggest companies in Ireland, like Guinness Storehouse or Pieta House, Dublin Marathon, Google, Dublin City Council.
Yeah,
Dublin
you've done Town. A lot of work to help charities, haven't you, Peter?
Yes, that's the thing, that Humans of Dublin can be paired up with lots of different topics, but charities and raising awareness is probably the best way to use Humans of Dublin. So I was working with Focus Ireland, and they were doing their Christmas campaign with me like last year, and it was received very well. They wanted to highlight what homelessness really means. It's not necessarily the when you see a family in a bus stop with lots of suitcases and children, they don't necessarily going on holidays anymore, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're telling some amazing stories. Tell people then when the exhibition is running till and how they can get a copy of the book.
Well, the copy is available in almost all bookstores in Dublin and Ireland, and in these Easons and in Dubray as well. It's available online as well, and the exhibition obviously in Dunleary Library, and it will be there until the end of March.
Fantastic.
But after end of March, they're going to start moving it around to different libraries in Dublin, which is a huge deal.
So Humans of Dublin is going to be on tour.
Yes, on tour, yes, exactly.
Great stuff. Well, it's a fantastic project. If you just join me, I've been talking to Peter Varga of the Humans of Dublin exhibition, and of course the book as well, as Peter mentioned, available in all good bookstores. If people want to follow you, Peter, on Facebook and all that sort of stuff and follow your work, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, just type Humans of Dublin in a search box. I'm going to pop up there.
There you go. You'll see Peter. Peter, thanks a million. It's been a pleasure to talk to you on Spirit Radio this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.